Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Isaiah. We are at the 45th chapter and about verse 8 now. If you'd like to read along, we're going to get right into our study. The 8th chapter of book of Isaiah. Verse 8, chapter 45. Drip down, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. You know, we have no righteousness to offer God. And any religion, in any particular religion that wants to tell you to be kind or be righteous, they are fooling you, because we have no righteousness of ourselves. Our righteousness at its best is as filthy rags. The Bible tells us so. And we have to realize that the righteousness of God in Christ is the only righteousness we have to offer anyone. Let the clouds pour down righteousness, let the earth open up, and salvation bear fruit. Bear fruit. The way you bear fruit is you walk after the Spirit. And you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. God's created righteousness. And there is no righteousness aside from Him. Realize that, and you'll have very little confusion, because if you believe yourself to be righteous because of what you do, what you say, or what you perform, you will be very, very disappointed, because no one can offer God anything aside from a full submission to His Spirit. Because we have nothing to give of ourselves. We have nothing to give. It's only Jesus Christ in us. That is our righteousness. That is the basis for our righteousness. And He is the only way to show the world Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let's continue to read on. The Lord has created it. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker. You know, have you ever quarreled, argued, disagreed with God? I'm sure just about each and every one of us has done this at one time or another. You've had a loved one die in your arms. Something that, is hard to take sometimes. Some things just do not make sense to the natural man. And I'm sure that you've had that quarrel with God, or that disagreement, and I'm sure that God can handle such a thing and give us the insight and the wisdom to understand it, because I'm sure that I'm not the only one that has had this quarrel with God, and has had multiple disagreements with God. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't want to be one that sits here and lies to you or anything like that. I want to tell you exactly. I've had quarrels with God. I've had disagreements with God. I've had disagreements with the way things went, and I can't tell you anything different, because That's the honest truth of the matter. And let's go ahead and read on. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker, an earthenware vessel among the vessels of earth. Will the clay say to the potter, what are you doing?
Yes, unfortunately, that's what happens. The clay says to the potter, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm one of them. I am one of them. And I'm sure that if everyone is honest with me, they will say the same basic thing, because it happens to each and every one of us. Because this world is cursed. This world is cursed, and some cursed things happen that cannot be explained away. Some cursed things happen to our loved ones, to ourselves, and some cursed things happen that cannot be explained away. And I know that I've had these faults within me. And I'd like to know how many of you out there have had this same thing happen to you. That you have disagreed with God at times. And eventually you come around, and you come around and you understand. And if you don't, then maybe that's the bad part. If you don't come around and eventually agree with God, you might get into trouble. And I guess that each and every one of us will have an apple out of that bag. Well, let's read on. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker, an earthenware vessel among the vessels of earth. Will the clay say to the potter, what are you doing? Or the thing you're making say, he has no hands. Woe to him who says to a father, what are you begetting? Or to a woman, to what are you giving birth? What are you giving birth to? A monster? A demon? You know, well, the Bible says that we come out of our mother's womb speaking lies. That's what the Bible says. We come out of our mother's womb speaking lies, and not only that, we have a will of our own, and we have something that has to be overcome. I'm sure that God will give us the proper chance. He doesn't just blame babies for anything and everything. I mean, everyone is completely free of sin. A baby's not a sinner, but although we come out of our mother's womb speaking lies. Now, a baby, once it gets to the point of realizing that there is a God, realizing that we have to give our allegiance to God, otherwise we're going to be in big trouble, he'll give you the opportunity. God will give you the opportunity to make a choice. He's not a brute that's going to send a baby to hell. I don't believe he's that way. Or send some young child to hell simply because they don't realize. I don't believe that God is going to be that way. He gives each and every one of us an opportunity to choose. And, you know, we can all say, what's the age of realizing? What age do you get to the point of realizing that, well, it's time. It's time that you accept Christ as your Lord, your Savior. Age of accountability. I'm sure that it's probably not really an age. Because if it was just an age, you'd hit that age and go immediately to hell if you died. I don't know if God is going to just simply send someone to hell because they reached this age of accountability. Well, it's 8 years old. Sorry, you're going to go to hell now. You know, the kid got hit by a truck or some such a thing. I just can't see God doing that, can you? You know, you've hit the age of accountability, we're sending you to hell. I just don't know about that. I have a problem believing such a thing, and I just don't believe God is going to hold every one of us to that age of accountability every single time. Now, he might tell us that, give us an opportunity at that age to give it all to God, to somehow get saved. He might give you an opportunity. And if you reject him, reject God continually, then you're getting into dangerous ground. Because if you reject God over and over, over again, then you may be going over the edge. You may be going over the edge, and there may be an opportunity there that you could get saved, give it to God. And then if you don't, you may be taken to hell. But I'm not the judge. I'm not the judge that is going to put you there. Don't get me wrong. Everybody has the proper opportunity. I believe that God may give you the opportunity to receive him. And if you consciously reject him, you may suffer the consequences. So that's something each and every one of us ought to take note of, because you do not know when you go over the edge. You don't know whether you've went over the edge and you've got to give it to God. Because each and every one of us, I believe God gives us a proper choice, opportunity in our lives to say yes or no. And we need to all take an inventory of ourselves. Have we taken into consideration the choice of accepting Christ? Maybe you're 50, 60 years, maybe. Call that an age of accountability if you want. Age of accountability could be 60, 70, 80 years old. Maybe it's time. You've reached the age of accountability. Maybe you're 85 years old and you've never received Christ. Or maybe you're 10. Maybe you're 10 years old. You've never received Christ, but you've, right now, the Holy Spirit is drawing you. Whether you're 10 or 80 right now, and you're listening to this program. You're 10 years old, you've never received Christ, but now I'm giving you the opportunity right now to receive him. You want to be one of those that reject him? Maybe tomorrow is your day. Your day to meet God. And I'm giving you the opportunity right now, whether you're 10 or 80 or in between. I'd like to have you accept him now. Pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I receive you as my Lord, my Savior, and my God right now. I thank you for coming into my heart, coming into my life. I thank you, Lord, that I'm born again now by the blood of the Lamb. I receive you as my Lord, my Savior, my God. And thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of being saved right now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, continue on to believe. Continue believing. Because that may be your last chance of receiving him. Thank God for it. Well, that's our time for today, folks. We're going to take this up tomorrow in chapter 45 and verse 10, 45 and 10. Be sure and stay tuned, and we'll eventually get through this book of Isaiah. I hope you're enjoying it. I really do. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email, kevin@krciradio.com. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, show yourself approved to God.